Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Welcome, welcome, family. We're still celebrating for this year. However, we have transitioned into our specific topic for another 30 days. We just came off of the topic of dealing with focusing in on human rights, as well as dealing with music and implementing the culture and the rituals. And so now we are transitioning into a family affair and relationships. So we wanted to get back into relationships so we can get everybody back on board again with reordering the marriage vows. So you can lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, Loji. And when you lock it in, make sure you lock it in and come in and have a seat. Our chat rooms will be open. We're inviting you to be a part of the chat rooms. You can come in, make your statements. You don't have to talk if you don't want to, and you can post. You can post in the room. Now, if you've locked that dial in already, I want you to know that we do usher and solicit for your comments. So please, when you lock that phone number in, pick up the phone and call at 646-478-0270. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about family affair, we're talking about everything from the mother and the husband relationship to the daughter and the son. Last time we were on, we talked a little bit about doing the oracle readings for the family to get some direction for the mother, father, and the son, the daughter. And we gave you a little foundation. And initially, we wanted to give you 2 days on that. But because of the time constraints, and the fact that we weren't here the last time, we are going to pick back up on that subject, and we'll give that to you again at another date. But we wanted to get back on our relationships because it is a family affair. And just like Sly and the Family Stone say, it is a family affair. And everything is centered around the family, like it or not. Most things are ordered a family style, and if you're not doing things family style, then you've missed the mark. So let's get back to family. Let's get back to the relationship, and let's get back to discussing how we can make our good thing better. Now, I want to take a station identification, and I'll come back at you in a few minutes and bring in some of the 100 back later. But right now, we're going to hit you with that scat. And all those scatters out there, we're going to ask you to scat on with the beat. Scat.
Thank you.
Deasia.
Should I say?
Gamble.
Okay. All right, family. And we're back. And we got some guests that stopped in to help us along the way with talking about family affairs. Landon, our little singer, and Deasia Gambler dropped by just to sing This Little Light of Mine. All right, folks, why don't you give them a round of applause as they come up singing This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All God's in your light, they ought to let it shine. Oh, all God's in your light, they ought to let it shine. All God's in your light, they ought to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Well, I had it on the bucket.
No, I'm gonna let it shine.
Well, I had it on the bucket.
No, I'm gonna let it shine.
Had it on the bucket.
No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
You want to give us a round of applause? Let's clap for that song. Can you clap for me, please? Thank you so very much. That was Landon Allen, and that was Deasia Gamble. We want to thank them for dropping by the studio. Thank you, people.
But you have your own radio studio?
So they stopped by to sing, This Is a Light of Mine. The Family Affair. Singing is on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've been wanting to get that in. Landon's been out, and he's been away. And since he dropped by today, we thought we'd get that little song in there, Just a Little Light of Mine. It is a family affair, people. And it's all about bringing family together to perform. And we do singing with families, and most families' voices blend very well together. So you definitely want to do singing together with the family. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to go on to talk about a family affair. So what do we mean when we say it's a family affair? There's going to be a lot of picnics going on this summer. And I want to urge you families to get together and create festivals and create monumental picnics. We started out creating a picnic on our block. First, it was just a small group of people coming together to have fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, and sometimes barbecue. Then all of a sudden, the word got out that everybody was going home, back to 12th Avenue to fellowship. Wouldn't you know it, before you knew it, everybody was coming to the block on August, the first Saturday in August, to see what was going down. Then people started sending those hosts over, those DJ hosts, and they started hosting and spinning the music. Then they had backup music for people to dance and sing. Then later they started adding in ceremonies, giving out prizes, rewards, and all kinds of certificates and ribbons. Then it became a monumental thing. Right here in Gary, Indiana, during August, the first week in August, if I'm not mistaken, don't hold me to that date. I got to get a clarification on that. It's a big celebration of a family affair. They make it so big that people are now blotting out their schedules for the holiday to come home just for that picnic. That picnic has grown so big that someone told the mayor, something's going on over there on 12th Avenue. You need to go see what's going on. And who are they celebrating? So last year, the mayor of Gary, Indiana, showed up at that picnic to salute the elderest woman on that block. And that block at that time who was being rewarded for her age and outstanding work was Miss Maddie Ruth Harvey. And they celebrated around her accomplishments of 80 years. This is what they're going to celebrate this year. And they bring about other things of who's been supportive in the community, and they celebrate like a family affair. We also celebrate in a family affair. All those people were connected somehow. If it was when we went to school during elementary time at Beverage School, or when we walked together, two by two or one by one over at Tollison School, or when we caught that bus going towards Westside High. We fellowship, ladies and gentlemen, and it's become a great custom to fellowship. And even later on this month, there will be a grand old picnic over at the Brunswick Park, and people from all over the 50 states, or shall I say 48 states, because two dropped out, Alaska and Hawaii, the 48 states will be coming back to that picnic at Brunswick. Everything is free. The food is free. The festivity and the beverages are free. The dance and the music and all of the entertainment is free. It's a way that the city can give back to the community. And I encourage everyone that is from the Northern Indiana area or Gary, Indiana, Harvey, Dixmoor, Chicago, if you've got friends that come out from out of town to celebrate that Brunswick picnic, that's going to be the last Saturday of this month. And I want to put those pluggers out there because we're celebrating family and we're celebrating a family affair. It's a family affair, and it's definitely important. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. So if you don't have a picnic established in your community and you would like to do something like that, go ahead. I'm pushing you to do so. The more events and family affairs we have, eventually we'll get our own T-shirts. And then we'll have our own colors. And then we will be able to purchase goods and services from each other on a yearly basis. And we can look forward to it 6 months to a year early to make the preparation. Then you have festivities. Then you have money that circulates in your village. Then you begin to pick up the tabs. Instead of sending all of that business outside of the community, you can market it right within your community and keep the dollars circulating. We ought to have celebrations during the summer event. If you notice, most of the DJs, they have trips. They have cruises. They all get together with their friends and family, and they fellowship, and they keep growing and growing and growing and getting more familiar. You can do the same thing. You don't have to be somebody with some dignitary or some important. Just because you have a block and a community, that makes it important. It is a family affair, and the family affair is going to make us more familiar with who we are, less arguments, less fighting, less cussing and killing, and more harmonious situations where we can reason and rationalize with our neighbors and our brothers and sisters. And we want this to be a safe summer, and we want our people to get out of the house and get out there moving. Now, here's another thing. In July, if I'm not mistaken, around July 7th, there's another event that's coming up. And we have a market fair right here in Gary, Indiana. And that market fair is put together for the family members here in Gary, Indiana, and for friends outside of this area. There's food, activities, entertainment, and usually they bring in the rides as well for the young children. I don't know if the rides will be there this year, but I do know that they're going to have good old-fashioned barbecue, food everywhere. You can shop to your heart's content. And it's right there on the fairground of that festival ground where they have the flea market. Most of you know where it's at, right on Ridge Road, between Cleveland and Ridge Road. You definitely want to check that out, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to come out for support of that fair because those people that work on that fairground, they're working for their living. It is a family affair. They need your support to come and buy their goods and services so they can keep on surviving. A lot of them, that's the only job they do, and we are trying to urge more fairgrounds, and more flea markets with organized facilities where people can make their own money through selling their own goods and services. Now, I want you to know that we're all about advertising in this room. If you have anything local that you want to advertise and you want people to know about what's going on in Gary, Indiana, in the northern parts of Gary, Indiana, Maryville, please drop me a note and say, hey, Omi, I'd like for you to advertise this. I don't mind, because that's what this is all about. Information sharing session is a communication channel. We are advocating for reading and information and resources and books. Now, if you haven't read, the title on my front advertisement says Care to Read. We want you to be informed. We want you to be knowledgeable about what's going on. This is an information sharing session. By giving you this information, it's a form of reading. Because what you don't read in the newspaper, you oftentimes say, I heard it on the radio, or I saw it on the TV. So this way you can say, I heard it on Omi's radio station. Here at Blog Talk Radio Station, underwritten by Project 2019, yes, you heard it here. There will be a festival, flea market, fairgrounds activity going on at the end of this month. So friends from all around the neighborhood, Harvey, Dixmoor, Chicago, come on out to support those people and that flea market fairground selling institute. Once again, we like to say that this is the Blog Talk Radio Station who has given us privileges to be on the air, and we are Care to Read. So if you care to read, pick up a book and Care to Read today. Read to your children. If not, read to someone in your family. It is a family affair. And during the summer months, we urge children to get books out, because when they're bored and have nothing to do, always entertain them with a book and introduce them to good reading and good material. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're still in a celebration mode for our anniversary. This is the Care to Read Room 5th anniversary, and we want to make it 100% so that everybody is in the mood for celebrating. Come on out and celebrate 100.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. To the sky. I thought about 100 things to do before I die. Couple niggas on a hit list and bitches on a different type. Same shit, different night, till I live a different life. Shine, you looking tired. Damn, homie, that's all. I've been stressing so hard, I'm surprised I ain't going bald. Haters praying I fall, move back in with my moms. Take online classes and turn back into y'all. Hating, I guess they want your lights out when you the plug. Niggas wanna catch you slipping like they pulled a rug. From where they move the drugs, boo the love. Niggas sleeping with that Mac and I ain't talking about computer love. Oh, the wrong people, you a price tag. Now you pray to God, hoping that you got a Christ tag. Make it where I'm from, stay who I become. Time to raise hell, say name my son. Take an elevator straight up out the slums to a penthouse view. I had a fam there too. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. To the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
something extra about me. I go extra hard at the first second you doubt me. I strive for perfection. At the same time, I'm accepting the fact that there'll never be nothing perfect about me. Shit. I'm just waiting on the wind. Come up with better hooks, the hoes will take it on the chin. We are 6 mile bread, that's why you see our sick style, yeah. Crack house flow with a pit downstairs. Mama happy at me, daddy happy at me. The baddest chicks that y'all can imagine is chatty yapping at me. 5 years ago I was in tears in the back of a paddy wagon, now I'm Cali swagging. Huh. My nigga listen, I'm over the fame. You number one, I'm number 23. My mission is to take over the game. You rolling with lanes, we ain't rolling the same. I'm the best out in this motherfucker. If I could get a check out of this motherfucker big enough to set my kids up for life, I could check out of this motherfucker with no regret. If you ain't living your life for your kids, I ain't giving your ass no respect.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. To the sky. I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
I gotta break your fucking heart. I gotta climb these fucking charts. I gotta do something that's innovative, creative, just to create a legacy before death do its part. I gotta spend one summer in Tijuana with tears and tears. Mama breakfast in bed, his head with plenty carne asada. I gotta find me a wife to elope. I gotta find, cause I ain't wanna vote. I promise, I know the history of those who died for the right for me to survive. But those who lied to the minority and make them turn inside their grave. I can easily pretend like y'all, but that's not me. I gotta spread the truth even when the truth can hurt. The youth needs to know every detail about this earth. The devil controls it, so before you scrutinize how I feel, ask God if them poles impotent, the end is near.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
All right, and we're back. Thank you so very much, family, for joining us today on a Saturday. And we're cooling out. We're hanging out with families and having family affairs. That's exactly what you should be doing on a Saturday, having a great time. I'm currently out of town filming and broadcasting from outside of the area of Illinois. This is a grand time to be with family during the months of June and July. We fellowship with our families, and we commune. It's great to be involved with family, ladies and gentlemen. What I told you is true. I believe in the tribe, and the family is the foremost important person in your life. So if you haven't said good evening or hello to your mother or parents, you ought to give them a call. You ought to make peace with them if you haven't spoken to them in a long time. And you ought to find out a reason to celebrate and have holidays with your family. Do you know that over in Europe and Germany, it's been recognized all over the world to be one of the most outstanding places that celebrates family? And guess what? Economically, they're on top. They are the lenders and not the borrowers right now. Financially, they have planned their schedules appropriately where they can lend money out to other countries and not have to borrow, because every week, they take advantage of a family hour on Thursday evening. It's been a ritual for them on Thursdays in the evening. They shut things down and they gather families together and they fellowship and they eat together. They take a much longer time to eat in the restaurants. You can anticipate going in the restaurants eating over a period of 2 to 4 hours because they are fellowshipping with family, and family time is very important to them. And eating out and dining, you can expect to be out eating between 2 to 4 hours. And because of this, their economy is doing much better than the average economy over in Europe. People are considering right now, as I speak, borrowing from the Germans because they have planned their finance so well. Now, I will say this much for family. Sly and the Family Stone wanted us to know that it was a family affair. And they demonstrated that by having all of their family members on stage performing. Now, I know you look at Michael Jackson and you marvel at how Joe Jackson arranged those young men. It was a family affair. Whenever you take family and put them together in anything, it will be long-lasting, even with Aretha Franklin and her sisters. As they brought them together, they performed for such a long time. And then when you look back at not only Sly and the Family Stone, when you look at the emotion and the way they came together in harmony and singing, and they're still singing, families tend to last longer. Their voices harmonize together very well, but they tend to argue, get over it, get up, and get back out there again and perform. And that's why we're saving the date for Family Affairs for this month's picnics for families and festivities. Because remember I talked to you about the economic status. Economic status happens when we bring our resources together up under holiday celebrations and festivities. Why not do it with your own families and keep that dollar circulating in your own family? Yes, we're about the M-O-N-E-Y and how to circulate the dollar and keep it moving so that we all have meat in our house and not just one person who is well-to-do. Now, let's talk a little bit, this last portion of the show, about relationships. What does relationship mean? How do you have relationships? Now, I'm not talking about in the movie when you saw Eddie Murphy talking about relationship. I'm talking about relationships with platonic friends and romantic friends and family. They are not all the same, and we have different reasons to have different relationships with many people. What makes us rich is our rich relationships, not our dollar bills, y'all. It's the relationships you have and the many people you reach out to. Now, I watched a movie last night that really, really prompted me to bring this segment to you with the gentleman who had gone to a sperm bank and who had donated over 530-odd sperms. And people wanted to shame this man and make him feel bad because he did this, and they thought it was wrong. In his mind, he had no idea that he was not going to remain anonymous and that these recipients of this situation, these children would want to find out who he was. In the end, it turned out he felt love from all of these people. And because he was always giving love out and doing anything in his power to give love out to his family, by selling his sperm, he used that money to help his family to get to Italy and to help his family in general. His father knew that. And in the end, his father gave back to him and submitted money to him to get him off the hook. But all of those 500-odd children that he supposedly gave birth to because of the sperm, they came back to support and serenade him and to say that they were supporting him because he was family to them. And he was a bigger person in the end because in the end, he felt more love from all those people in addition to his two brothers and his father. Now, tell me relationships are not rich when you can reach out to more than one person in your family or outside the neighborhood or outside the community or even outside the city or even outside the state and outside of the nation. Your relationships become rich through the many relationships you have and respecting each one of them to have their own uniqueness. It's very vital that you should understand that if you are not having good relationships, there's no way you can be rich. I don't care how much money you possess in the bank. You are rich because of those you connect with and who you have interest with and have friendships and have long relationships with. Not short relationships, but long relationships where you are taking it to another level. Now, I want to also say that if you are not having good friendship and not getting along with your ex, if you are not getting along with your ex, and if you are not getting along with your outside relationships and your family members, then you ought to make up with them, and you ought to extend that to another level of saying you're going to do your best to build relationships this year. So what we're about in this room is admonishing you and encouraging you to be the best that you can be in family relationships. Not that I'm perfect, not that I'm nowhere near that, but we are encouraging and admonishing you to be a part of the family so you can connect to our tribe and be a part of our tribe. Now, if you haven't connected to our tribe, then you can do so. You can call in and be a part of our tribe. And we admonish you to do that. And we want you to have picnics this summer. And we want you to invite us. I mean, call me up and say, Omi, we got a picnic going. We're somewhere near your vicinity. Why don't you come back out and join us? I'll be going out to some picnics this year. And I'll be going out shaking some hands and picking up some babies and pinching some little jaws and enjoying the celebration and making new friends. Because some people are shy about meeting new people and even making new friends. But it's very vital that you should extend yourself beyond your boundaries so you can meet new people and advance yourself and become rich in your relationship. Now, this is an option. This is not a mandatory requirement, but because this is the time when we have warm season, we're out and about, we want to make it worth our while to have good relationships, and after all, it is a family affair. I want to thank you so much for being with me today, and even though you didn't dark that room and didn't call that number, please go and listen to our show on demand. And when you listen to our show on demand, please listen to it with urgency and go out and make it a family affair. It's a family affair, y'all, and that's what we're going to make this into, a family affair. Let's get up out of here. See you on Monday. So we're going to see you on Thursday or Wednesday. Thank you so very much for joining you, and we have our all-new time that's being featured on Wednesday and 5 at 5:30. So please do tune in and join us on Wednesdays and 5:30. We're only on 2 days a week for the summer session. We look forward to seeing you. And remember, this is a family affair, family, and we are encouraging you to have grand relationships and holiday and festivities. And we look forward to seeing you this Wednesday and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Please do join us. We will listen in and ask that you call in to the radio station and be a part of the family affair relationship. We're not only going to be talking about the family issue, but we will be talking about relationships from time to time, and that will be exclusive for the family, the parents only. Now, we also like to say that we would like for you to also meet us over in the Facebook room. You can go in and you can tune in to the show on demand and hear the show there, or you can also hear it on our Twitter. And through Streakers, you can go over and listen to our shows there. But thank you so much for joining us, and have a great holiday season for holidays and picnics. Look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Goodbye.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on Wednesday and Friday. Now, our time here is 5:30, if you did not know that. And that is our regular time. And we will be meeting on on Wednesdays and Friday, not the whole week. Because of the season, we'll be traveling, we'll be out and about, and we'll sometimes do these shows out in the community. So please do join us. And if you have anything that you'd like to advertise for family events or picnics, please do let us know. We look forward to helping you out for the season where we are creating a family affair. Thank you. Have a great evening.